Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 118, a special episode featuring a symposium conducted at the 2024 annual meeting of the Academy of Management held in Chicago. The symposium was titled Design Choices, Examining the Interplay of Organizational Structure and Digital Technologies, and was organized by Adriana Baer and Amanda Pratt from Stanford University, along with our own Pedro Monteiro, who also moderated the session. As panelist Jerry Davis once said, we have turned the tasks of organization design and management over to programmers. Digital technologies now underpin the very fabric of the workplace. How tasks are assigned, bundled, and monitored partially hinges on the design of such technologies. Thus, it is paramount that scholars examine the technology design choices that inform the structuring of organizations. This is because technological advances have made ordinary what was once seen as exceptional, enabling more fluid, dynamic, and scalable organizing structures. Today, it is easy to communicate organization-wide, across hierarchy levels and departments via wikis and instant messaging tools, automatically manage work via algorithms, or continuously edit roles through dynamic organizational charts. Besides ever-expanding potential, digital technologies are not merely tools in organizations, but in some work settings are synonymous with the organization itself. That is, individuals communicate, share information, or make decisions only through them. Orders are issued, boundaries are established, and work is coordinated entirely digitally. It follows that examining how and why digital work tools such as Slack, Asana, Jira, Google Docs, Salesforce, and APIs are designed and built, and how workers engage with them. This is particularly important to understanding organizational structures nowadays. Design choices, for example, what's displayed on a software's primary interface or hidden, who gets access to different interfaces, and what features are enabled by default, all intermingle with the division of work and hierarchical relations, and can have significant consequences for organizational structures. Design choices are especially relevant given the growing ecosystem of actors who build and sell digital technologies that shape how work is organized. These actors bring specific values, institutional beliefs, ideologies, and implicit theories to the design of such technologies, which inform the future of work and organization. To address this important line of research, the organizers assembled four esteemed panelists. Ileana Sigliani of the Imperial College of London opened on the importance of the topic given the ever-increasing digitalization of work. In her view, quote, organizational design is no longer confined to physical hierarchies, but extends into the virtual realm, end quote. Design thinking offers a way for organizations to navigate the complexities introduced by the tools presented. Gerald Davis from the University of Michigan discusses his construct of the institutional terroir, characterizing how the introduction of the same technology worldwide has led to vastly different organizational structures, institutionalized norms, and workplace cultures among different nations or localities. He focuses on the ways that contemporary digital technologies, quote, militates in favor of markets over other organizational designs, end quote. Elizabeth Gerber from the McCormick School of Engineering provides a practical perspective on studying the design of digital tools through their use. She proposes a differentiating construct to separate design research from design practice and discusses the methodological differences between design research and other forms of research. And finally, Melissa Valentine from Stanford University discusses how contemporary communication technologies enable radical changes in organizational structures, how work gets done, how individuals interpret their roles and functions, and how these roles and functions get enacted. She highlights how little attention has been paid to how the designs of digital technologies shape the formal and informal structures of organizations. We are grateful to the speakers for their wonderful presentations and to the Academy of Management for the opportunity to conduct the workshop. We hope you enjoy this episode and help us continue the conversations on the impacts of digital technologies on the workplace. That's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.